The Kahila would like to thank the following sponsors for helping with this event. Ronan and Sylvia Fuchsbrummer, in memory of their cousin, Daniel Tovia ben Yukasiel Yaakov, and Refuah Shlema for Yisrael David ben Yona Leah. Kenneth and Kimberly Shuckman, in honor of Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, and as Eschus v'Sholom Bayis for all of Klal Yisrael. Avi Levy, Le'ilei Nishmas, the Kudeshim in Eretz Yisrael, who are victims of terror attacks. Ben and Franny Cohen, Yaakov and Deborah Stolman, Ve'irenu ben Echmat Tzioni Recha, Shmuel and Israel Perlich, Lila Nishmas the parents, Shlomo Aryeh ben Reb Yisrael, Sarah Chana bas Moshe Alexander, Binyamin ben Reb Shmuel, Basya Rivka bas Tzvi, Kalman Ayala Goldstein, and Moshe and Rebecca Rosenbaum to express gratitude to Hashem for always looking after them. May this be a success for you and all Klal Yisrael. Thank you.
So I want to thank all the sponsors also. Bezeuche de Sirifuas and Yeshuas and Nechamas and Komil de Meit of all good things by Hashem. Mincha 7:30. Every year during this time, we try to learn something together inside. It should be a nechama. It's a time of the beginning of nechama, it's chaskes. So I wanted to learn something that would move us forward. Tisha B'Av, we sit on the ground, and in many ways we're immobilized by the tzaros of Am Yisrael. And I wanted to learn something that's very positive and strong to move forward. So let's learn a little bit from Tal Lechaim. From the Sefer on the Beis HaMikdash, there's a whole Sefer on the Beis HaMikdash. I don't think we'll be able to do the whole thing. We'll try to do as much as possible. After Mincha, there'll be a few minutes also. It really needs to be learned slowly and carefully. Let's just try a taste. There's so much here, and there's so much to talk about. Hine kan yesh lagaz v'nekuda amuka ma'oid. This is a part of a much bigger sicha. The issue is a very basic one in Yiddishkeit, and their day is lakan lakan. Are we to wait passively for Mashiach to come, for Geula? Is there something that we could do about it? Besides, of course, now tefillas, are we to take an active role in bringing this about? The whole sugya of Geula is not a political one, although it affects the political reality. It's not socioeconomic, although it affects that as well. The ultimate tachlis of Geula is Dveikus B'Hashem. It's to be able to finally be in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu the way that we were meant to be. I wanted to learn this to connect to what we were talking about last night. For those who were there, will understand what I mean by this. and why this is so important as Chelek Beis. The source of everything is the Ahava Ha'azah, the powerful love between Yisrael and Hashem Yisbarach. Shehu k'ahavas ish v'isha. That throughout Tanakh and Chazal and the Svarim HaKadoshim we see that the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is the love between a husband and wife, a chas and a kala. Tal Shir Shirim is a moshel of that ahava. Hamishtoikikim zelazem ma'od. Both are longing with great longing for each other. Mavakshim logur biyachad. And when there's great love, of course, the tachlis is to be able to live together. Ha'ahava ha'azazu, hi ha'nisham shel ha'migdash. This ahava, this longing to live together, this is the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash. This is what I was talking about last night. Toichai rotzuf ahav. So b'chlal, the whole inyan of having a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael sharing an address, it's strange. Shlomo HaMelech himself, when he was beginning the project of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem was mezaris him, and his father was mezaris him to move ahead, he himself was wondering, Hein HaShemayim Shmei HaShemayim Lo Yichal Kaluka. The heavens and all oilemas cannot contain Hashem. Afkim Yabayis Hazeh, so how's it possible to build a bayis? What does that mean to build a home, a house? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael to live in. But the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us, and it's the basis of all Kisvei Ha'ari, that when there's great love, when there's great ahava, then there's the possibility of tzimtzum, of constricting, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachal, of the Shechina descending from the highest place. Chazal say that ahav is the chekes es habosa. That means that when there's great love, two people find a way to live together, even in a tiny little place. When there's great love, there's tzimtzum. Each one turns away from his place and her place, from having whatever he has and she has to be together. Ahav is the chekes es habosa. And that's a marshal for the great longing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be together with Am Yisrael. And even though it sounds absurd, and we're not talking about something physical, Hashem is not physical, nevertheless, Hashem was megalotas, the sugya of having a place, of being together within us in a place. He's everywhere in the world. Leis osa poni minei. There is no place without the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Over chol zayis, he was megala his will to live with us in a place, in a bayis. And he was mitzamsim his infinite light and revealed himself in such a way. Kachiba zocher nekeva, that I was talking about yesterday, that was symbolized by the kruvim that was standing, looking at each other with that chiba, with that love of a zocher nekeva. And that was the house. Ha'ahava ha'aza hazu. He and the neshama shel hamikdash, shel hanavua v'ruach hakodesh. That's the neshama of nevua, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating with a human being. And ruach hakodesh, different ways that Hashem speaks to us. Shel hamalchus v'sanhedrin, to have malchus and to have a sanhedrin. Shel avoides ha'kahanim v'halevim v'beis Hashem. The neshama of all of that is Toichai Rotsuf Ahav. Kol Elohim Bituyim Lekesha Beinenu Uben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these are expressions and manifestations of the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. Nevuah and Malchus and Kohun and Levim and the Avoda, everything is an expression of that love. Surah Shaina Shal Eitzim Ahava. Different expressions of that love. When you're in a home, everything that's in the house, where there's a home that's filled with ahava, where there's deep love between the husband and the wife, the parents and the children, everything in the house, we've spoken about this in the past, that every single thing in the house is an expression of that ahava. Even the little tchotchkelech, the paintings, the Maim Achrayim thing. The scratches the kids make on the wall. Not to get out, but to stay in. Every single thing in the house is a bituy, is some expression of that ahava. But the ahava is the neshama of the house. Kamo b'chai yishvish, as it is with a man and a woman. Shekol si'ife achayim hem bituy lahava ha'amuka b'neihem. All of the si'ifim of life, all of the outgrowths, and even the routine of daily life, when there's a husband and a wife who are living by ahava, when the ahava is the chekes as abasa, then every single thing in their lives, all of the shopping and the carpool and every single thing, with the parnasa and the trips and the, everything, is a goof of that neshama, which is the ahava between the husband and wife. Hamizbates b'chayim hamishutofim, and that love, that neshama, is expressed in the life that they share together, in every single aspect of the life that they share together. Klolo shel dover, nishmas ha'gula hi ahavas doylem, ahavas Hashem Yisrael. The neshama of redemption of Gula, the tachlis, to come back and have the Beis HaMikdash and be together, is this ahava, this love. V'ni b'muvan zeh ha-golus nigrim ha-ketetzoh me'ovdan ahava zeh. Therefore we understand that golus is the tragic outcome of there being some disruption, some problem in that relationship between a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. And this is described very graphically in Chazal and even in Tanakh, that during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we were unfaithful. That Yisrael, the Jewish people, were like a wife who had been unfaithful to her husband. As it's described in Novi, until it appeared that the Ahava was lost, that was gone. And as I mentioned last night, that we actually felt, when we went down to Golas Bavel, we actually felt that we were divorced. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a safer crisis somehow, and that we were separated, no longer together. Nignas oimek hakesher ben Yisrael laHashem. The oimek hakesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael seem to have come to an end. See, the Bayis Sheni, the Sekmes HaMikdash, Teresh Shabal Peh, it's the practical day-to-day life of a husband and wife. It's all that stuff that I was talking about before, the carpool, parnasa, the kids, all of that stuff, but without the same romance that was by the first Beis HaMikdash. All the digdukim of Teresh Shabal Peh, of Bina, but there's the aura of Chochmah, that light of Chochmah, that light of the Ahava that was missing. The relationship continues. But since the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, even during the time of the Bayis Sheni, which was not the same, as the Gemara says in Yumin, explains the differences. And those are the Ikka differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Since that time, Yiddishkeit has become more of a chore, more of a responsibility and a requirement than a romance. And on a deeper level, even when you have a marriage that continues with all of the chores and responsibilities, even though the marriage continues, but on a deeper level, there's been a churban habayis. Especially if there's suspicion of unfaithfulness, that one or the other is looking elsewhere. It's already churban, mimeila churban habayis. The home's already destroyed. That they go on living in the house, everything in the house that I was talking about before, the paintings, the old letters, everything has already lost its chen. Ki be'ein ahavas doidem, ein mashmos labayis. Because without that love, then what you have are two who are living together, but it's not really a bayis. Farehu ke kemach tochum. As Chazal tells us, and the Shchaim speaks about in the beginning, the neshama is gone. The soul of the house is already gone. So with the goyim were able to destroy the house was already destroyed. But the goyim, like the Nef Shchaim explains in the beginning, that they're able, Titus, Nebuchadnezzar, that they're able to destroy buildings. To destroy a building is not a big chokhmah. When the neshama of the building is not there, it's already dead. So to get a bulldozer to knock over a building is not a big deal. Hakas v'atarumas l'kash boruch v'leinu. The anger that we read about in Novi, the anger that HaKash Baruch had with us yesterday's Haftarah, Chazon Yishai ben Amritz. HaKash Baruch Hu's anger, his disappointment. Bobin is Zifa Koshish and his Nafnu Begolos ended up with a patch, an unbelievable patch, and we were sent out into Golos. Shagarash Ayusonum Ibesai, the Hirchuk Ayusonum Imaon Kodsha. Mibne Chatoin Golinim Ratzain. But in that feeling of, in that reality of Garlas, where we were sent away, like a woman sent away, like the wife sent away. But the Alter Rebbe explains, Vidnis Rechaknu Me'alad Meseinu. But in that feeling of shame and embarrassment, Vidnis Rechaknu, we pulled ourselves further away. Vidnis Rechaknu. Doesn't say that, Hashem. Hirchikos, Vidnis Rechaknu Me'alad Meseinu. Now here's a very difficult pasuk, and the tzaddikim are arguing and fighting for a long time over what it means. That there was an oath, there was a shvua. What does it mean? If you awaken, not to awaken the love until the time has come and you see that I'm interested and you're coming back. It seems that Hashem is telling us in the Pasuk that He's not interested right now in getting back to how it was. There's a separation, He's not interested. He's not going to initiate the repair of the relationship. It sounds like he doesn't have a cheshek. Ki begorlus hinenu nezayfim lifnei hamelech. In gorlus we are pushed away. We have been thrown out of his palace. a Rav Shanidis Talmido, or like a Rebbe that has been Menada, has excommunicated in a certain way his student. We are enclosed in our shame and our embarrassment. Yerushalayim is desolate, and we're far away in a state of impurity. And during the time of Nazifa, of being expelled, of being thrown out, if the student would approach his Rebbe to ask for Mechila, lefnei she'ovar meshach zman ha-nidui, before the completion of the time of the period of Nidui, Nida's a lashon of Nidui, Navinad. If the student comes before the completion of that period of time, le'yichoshev ha-dava le'tayva, el l'chutzpah, it would be considered not only something that's not good, it would be considered to be a chutzpah. Instead of the student understanding that there needs to be some time apart, you should be ashamed, you should be embarrassed. You should be someplace away from here. Benazifa. Instead of that, he is a chutzpah to come to his teacher, to his master, after being thrown out. So when we learn Tanakh, we see that Golus is such a nazifa, an expulsion. It's the very beginning of Masech Debrachas describes this. And there are many, many tzaddikim who understood this pasuk, that we are not allowed, there's a shvur, there's an oath, that's still in effect according to these tzaddikim, the most famous of whom, of course, was the Satmar of Shrus Elena, but other tzaddikim who are part of that mismedrash. And there are many chazals and sfarim to support this view, that we're not allowed to approach, we're not allowed to awaken the love. Before we have a wink in the eye, before Hashem indicates and shows us a sign that He's interested again, that He wants to resume a relationship with us. V'ushayimer, and that's what it says in Pasuk. Im ta'iru v'im ta'iru v'so ahava shetechmas. Many years ago we spent the whole Lel Shavuos learning the inyan of Vayol Moshe of the Shalosh Shavuos. And the Satmar Rebbe's understanding of that, and other tzaddikim. Not to awaken the love. Not to try to come back, certainly not in large numbers, to return to Eretz Yisrael, to return to the home. When Hashem has indicated to us that we're unwanted, and we received a passion as Ifa, and we haven't, according to this view, we haven't been invited back. And I'll admit to you that when I was in the years between 18 and 30, 35, if you had known when I started here in the shul, you wouldn't have allowed me to be the Rav. But I was very, very much tied into that view. I didn't discuss that with my parents. My father would not have been happy about it. But I was very, very much influenced by that view, which is holy. Comes from great people. And I'm not saying now that I'm smarter than any of them, chas v'chalila. And whatever has happened and why I think differently now and I feel differently is not in any way to be disrespectful to those tzaddikim. Chas v'shalom. There's something inside of me that is just screaming and saying that time is finished. that time is finished. That the nazifa, the expulsion, the anger is done. Chabasim ha-golus v'ha-nazifa, we're at the end of golus. Be'ez asher shov ha-chefetz mil'eila. And Hashem has shown us a chefetz. He has winked. He's more than winked. Me'ez Hashem lirtzais banu. He has revealed to us in very remarkable ways that he's interested. He's interested. We know that all of the years of the expulsion of Golus, that it somehow it healed, somehow it accomplished, I don't know how, what, but it somehow fixed what needed to be fixed. That not only now are we allowed to approach the king, the very fact that here we are, a couple of schleppers, on Tisha B'Av, learning a sefer like this, Ta'al Lechaim, is there, that itself is an unbelievable sign that Hashem Zbuch is calling us back to Him. And we have to do something, we have to act upon this show of interest on Hashem's part, not just interest, of excitement. And we must begin, we have to do something to return to the home, to return home, to Geula. L'binyin ha'aretz v'hamikdash, and to build Eretz Yisrael, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because this is the path of one who misbehaved and was thrown away, was kicked out. That after the period of the Nazifa has ended, you have to then come and if necessary call on your knees to beg for forgiveness. And you can't wait for the one who you hurt and insulted and were unfaithful to come after you. But we know that we've spoken many times about what seems to be this standoff. That we say, the pasuk that we said at the end, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show us, you make the first move. And Hashem says, Shuvu Eilai. You are the one that was unfaithful, Shuvu Eilai, v'ashuva Eleichem. You return to me, and then I'll take you back, and I'll go to you. And here we are at the end of this, at the end of time, and there seems to be this stalemate. But Rav Nosson Zchus Yelena explains that the argument itself is the greatest indication that the nizuf, that the nazifa is finished. Because all the years we didn't hear that sound. We didn't hear that voice. And it's as well as in the hands of our enemies. And there was an awakening from above that said, I'm not coming back to you, you have to begin. But the very fact that Hashem said, you have to begin, that itself is the beginning. That's what Rav Nosson says. When Hashem Yisbach says, Shuvu Eilai, return to me, it means that He wants us back. Because all of these, we didn't hear a word. And we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, and Hashem Yisbach is saying, you didn't listen carefully, I said, Shuvu Eilai. V'av shebevadei ha-melech yovo v'yichazor ha-malka. Even though the king wants the queen back, and even though the king, after the long years of separation, will do anything to have the queen back, but the children have to do something to bring about some reconciliation, to bring them closer together. Ein Scheiches ist der Russe de Lesata. During the long years of Garlis, it wasn't Scheich to be an awakening from below, to step, to move forward. Vahainul Lizoim, Vilifol, Beinyin Hagula, Beinyin Aris, to do anything actively by way of redemption and building Eretz Yisrael. Ach b'siyim ha-Golus, but now when we're at the end of Golus, and the Jewish people know this, and we feel this. Roy she'edova nasa b'meretz u'b'cheshek al yadeinu. We have to work very hard. B'meretz, with ambition, enthusiasm, and cheshek. K'fi she'reinu b'zor ha-Kadosh. The Zor ha-Kadosh is filled with this. Siyam ha-golus ha-yibisayif ha-elof ha-chamishi me'oz ve'elof kvar mamtinim ila'ilu l'sayir v'shalonu. That from the end of the fifth millennium, meaning coming into the year 5000, which is 779 years ago, from that time there began a waiting from above for his sayir v'shalonu. From that time Hashem began to whisper, shuvu elai. But now everything depends upon our ears to respond to that voice, to hear that voice of Shuvu Elai. And when one learns Jewish history, together with the Ramchal and the Vilna Gaon and the Lashon, together with the Kisvei Ha'ari, and you study carefully what's been happening in these years since that time, then you realize that it's not only a whisper of Hashem. The whole inyan of the Ari HaKadosh, the whole aliyah of the Vilna Gaon, the Talmid, not the Vilna Gaon himself who tried, but the Talmidim of the Gra, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. There's a historian, Dr. Ari Morgenstern. Any of you hear of him? Oh, it's Chaval. It's not too late. One of his svarim is even translated into English. It's Kedai. He's a big Talmud Chacham who learned in the yeshivas. He's a Yirei Shemayim and a big Mamin. And he's spending his life writing about the lesser known teachings of the Vilna Gaon regarding Geula redemption. And the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, we've been talking about some of this in Sefer Yehoshua. Because the beginning of the Kibush was Yehoshua. Then there was the Nazifa and Golas. But Hashem called out to us, Shuvu Elai. And the Tzaddiki Adaris, there were great Tzaddikim of the generations, who heard this whisper as a scream. The Ari HaKadosh, the Ramchal, the Gaon, the Baal Shem, Rabbi Nachman, Rav Kook, the Yechida Adaris, who heard this as a scream of Shuvu Elai. And they frantically began in their way, each one, to move us back towards Yerushalayim, to bring us back to that home, that house, and to be ma'ir us, to awaken us to that call. At the end of Golus, which began at that time, it's getting stronger as we get closer to the end. Ad shetechpas, as it says in Pasuk, until Hashem shows that He's interested, He's interested. The Zohar Kodesh, which is the inner light of Torah, Rabbi Shimon was allowed to reveal this. And therefore, I don't know if we're going to get to it at the end of the Maimer, those who learn Pnimis HaTorah, those who learn Sod, are very deeply connected to this and the return to the land. Which the Satmar of Shchusikana was also, of course, very deeply connected to. I'm not going to that Sugi now. How he understood it had to take place. was different. We're not going into that now. The Chassalos are all the tzaddikim. The Rabbi Ashab from Lubavitch, they were great tzaddikim. Acham ofi rak beremez dak. But for people like us, we see only a remez dak. A subtle hint. A remez dak. Gederach harav sheroimez letalmid l'shamachalai. Like the Rebbe who is merameis to the student, that he's moichel, that he forgives him. But that's that remez dak from the Rebbe is a sign that the student has to work hard. The Rebbe is not going to reach out to him in an open way. The student must change, he must work hard. All of this takes place with subtle hints. Lahiris al Hisras is to show Ratsisa Banu that Hashem wants us again. He wants us home. He wants us to come back to Israel. He wants us to build a home together with him. Misham ve'elach mamtin harav la'talmid she'yovrei lav. And the Rebbe is waiting and waiting for the student to return. Rabbi Nachman's story of the beggars, the sounds of the birds, you know what I'm talking about? The crying, the sound of the birds, of the Shekhinah, and the crying each for the other, but who's going to bring one sound to the other sound? The beggar with the crooked neck. Learn. Rabbi Nachman was talking about Rabbi Nachman's journey to Eretz Yisrael. What was that? The second he got off the boat and he kissed the ground, he said, I accomplished what I needed to accomplish. I have to go back now. What was that? The Vilna Gaon's trip to Eretz Yisrael that he wasn't allowed to complete. The Baal Shem Tov's trip that he wasn't allowed to complete. What was that all about? The Vilna Gaon stopping in Amsterdam, looking for a certain sefer in the ancient library in Amsterdam. The Baal Shem Tov's belief that he had to meet the Arachaim HaKadosh. The mysterious way they communicated to each other without words. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, to join together. The Vilna Gaon was Mashiach ben Yosef. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Mashiach ben David, coming together, those two worlds, the Arachaim HaKadosh. What was all of that about? Why did the Vilna Gaon stop in Amsterdam? Just that question. I left you something interesting to think about, to look into. I'm not working for Morgenstern, but you can get his books to see what I'm talking about. Why is there a missing chapter from Kol HaTorah, from the teachings of the Vilna Gaon on Gula and redemption? Why was it taken out from the book? Why was it that those who tried to put it back in the book got into big trouble in Yerushalayim? What's the missing chapter about? Why were they so afraid? Why were there people from the family of the Vilna Gaon also? Why were there people who were so afraid of that chapter becoming publicized? Misham ve'elach mamtin harav la'talmid she'yovrei lav. The Rebbe is waiting for the Talmud to come back, the husband for his wife to return. Those are words that are familiar to from Yeshua and Kalev. Hashem is being meramis to us that he wants us back. But he's waiting for us. It has to be that way. It's a Navi Yeshaya we're going to be reading now these weeks, the beautiful Nechamas, during the 7 weeks of Nechemta to Rosh Hashanah. L'man Tzion lo yecheshe, l'man Yerushalayim lo eshkayt. Read the Maimah Hagula of the Ramchal. We learned a little bit when we were learning Yeshua. The Maimah Hagula of the Ramchal. L'man Tzion lo yecheshe. For the sake of Tzion, I will not be silent. L'man Yerushalayim lo eshkot, I will not be quiet. Ad Yetze Kanoiga Tzidka. Vishuose Kalapi Divar, until her light will burst forth and it will be like a flame coming out of a torch. Lo Yemer Lo Choyda Zuva. Hashem says they will no longer call you a city that's been abandoned. And Eretz Yisrael will no longer be desolate. You will be called a country that I desire, a people that I long for. We don't know what it means, a lashon like that, like a lashon of a husband and a wife. Like a husband and wife, where there's a relationship of intimacy. I don't have to translate all this, you know what it means. There are shomrim, there are those who are watching the gates, the walls of Yerushalayim all day and night. They're never silent. They're always maskirim es Hashem al dami lachem. And we shouldn't be silent either. There was a tzaddik who saw the Baal Shem HaKadosh, who had a vision of the Baal Shem HaKadosh in the other world. And he saw the Baal Shem HaKadosh walking back and forth, walking on an old wall. And it turns out that it was the wall of Yerushalayim. Because the Baal Shem Tov is among those who are Maskiris Hashem al Dormi Lachem, who is not able to rest and be silent until Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. The Baal Shem Tov is still there somehow. In Yerushalayim Shomal or whatever that is. Vatitnu Dormi Lachem. Not to be silent ad yichaynein until she's established. Vad yosim is Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz, until Yerushalayim will be reestablished as the glory of the earth. Hine tirish ha'navi oimer b'feirish. The navi is saying b'feirish. Shemitzad echad Hashem chofetz ban. That Hashem is baruch wants us. We couldn't hear these nevuas, as it's explained in the Zohar Kaddish, only until that time of Achet Tefpas. Until the end of that period that's called Kali Yom Dov, until the end of that time, and the beginning of the time of the Hesiris of the end. And the period of being abandoned has ended. But on the other hand, it's not going to happen if we don't do anything about it. And therefore we have to be among those who are maskirim es Hashem. V'loy lishtok, and not to be silent. You know, among the chevra that were on the trip this past year, that we went a few months ago, we went to Hungary, and then we went in the Ukraine, and we went to Yerushalayim, went to Eretz Yisrael, and then up to Tveria. You know, there are different views among the Chevra. What was the high point of the trip? Everybody has a different chush, a different heritage. But there was a stop that we made along the way. When we were going up north, we made a stop in Kfar Chassidim by the Yablon, right? That mysterious tzaddik who went through such things, who left everything and came back. And there was one of the chaverim who expressed to me that he felt the most unbelievable hergish there of tshuva, of geula, and I felt it as well. I've been thinking about it every single day. What was it about that person? There were so many things. But it wasn't just the story of tshuva that we spoke about last Yom Kippur. It's not just the story of a Rebbe, of a big Hasidic Rebbe that went away and came back to Yiddishkeit. And then it says there, we saw with our own eyes, it says, here is buried Kvay Kedushas Ha'admar Miyablan. It's not just that. And his niece was standing there giving us, trying to give us a little bit of a background. It's not just that. It's a story of redemption as well. I felt a tremendous desire of Geula. I said afterwards to my wife, we have to find a place in Eretz Yisrael. Somehow to get started. Such a hysterius. What he tried to do, and he felt that he failed to bring his chassidim to Eretz Yisrael and to work the land. Like Abshaila, the Eish Kodesh is the Rebbe's brother, Abshaila. And he thought that he was a complete failure. And just the feeling I had over there in that spot, that he was buried over here in Kfar Chassidim, far away from Poland, and far away from Los Angeles, I'm not comparing it to Poland, and he ended up over there. And when he came back, and the people, the old people that remembered, and they said, Rebbe, Rebbe, it's such a story of Geula, not just Tshuva, of coming back. Not just coming back to Hashem. He felt that he was a nozuf. He felt that he was hated and despised by the people there. He felt that he was hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took off his bitten base and he went hiding someplace over there in Los Angeles. Not a Jewish word, not anything. By himself, no marriage, didn't get married again, nothing, empty, nothing. He put himself into such a place of chayrim from his people, from Israel. And that return, that coming back, achra hanazifa, after feeling so hated and so pushed away, it's a story of Geula. It's a story that needs to be studied carefully to think about what that is. To be able to come back after you feel so unwanted and pushed away. V'lo lishtok. Hamaskir Mr. Hashem. The Pasuk is saying, Al domi lachem. We're now after the Nazif, it's the end of Golus, we can't be silent anymore. And by us making noise here in this world, making a commotion, making a tumult, by doing that, we don't allow Hashem to be silent in Shemayim. Until finally Yerushalayim Shalmala will descend and will meet Yerushalayim Shalmata. Im kein. Ha'uvda sh'Hashem chofetz banu hi ha'hirah sh'yesh lanu l'sor l'vakish eis doyin. The fact that Hashem has revealed to us that He wants us back is teaching us, is telling us that we must be m'sor l'vakish eis doyin. L'avin sh'yesor sh'lanu ma'ayreris es el yoinim. And to understand that our desires, our awakening, our demonstration of longing, of wanting, of love, and a desire to return is what Hashem is waiting for. Im kein. That's just another minute or two. We'll put on film. Im kein. I thought I was going to do this whole thing. But I didn't thank Menachem Lewin for making all the photostats. I could some of the pages. You could learn it. You finished it up at home. Im kein rein shebechol tkufas agolus hayinu nezayf. For all the years of Golus, we were excommunicated. We were pushed away. We were rejected. V'lahoy yeshayach klalus oyel avakish esagula. It wasn't shayach at all to ask for redemption. Like we've been learning in Eretz Chayfetz, we're just from Abshaila. We're just trying to survive, to manage in Golus. Mostly we like ducking. The thought, until relatively short time ago, the whole thought of doing something, of of getting up like the Rebbe did with his Hasidim, of getting up and doing something the Vilna Goyen did, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Tamir Baal Shem, that whole thought was something that was so foreign. It was chlal not shy. Not just because of the conditions, the external conditions in that part of the world, but because internally we just, it wasn't shy. We're not invited, you know, you're not wanted. Only a person who's a lo yitzchak crashes someplace where he's not wanted. And we felt and we understood that it wasn't the time. We were like a student that gave up hope. In the time, during that time of Nidui, Nisyayish Michalt and gave up hope. Loshav L'Rabbi, Ashi is Niyach Davazetri. He began to ignore the whole thing. He began to just ignore the whole thing altogether. He tried not to think of his Rebbe. He tried to start a different life, a new life. Away from his home. Away from his Rebbe. He began to accustom himself to a way of thinking that it's not my inyan to start. It's not my inyan to initiate. And you can bring all kinds of chazals and psukim to back that up, and it's not my way. It depends on him. If Hashem wants, he'll make miracles and he'll bring us back on the eagle's wings. When he wants us back, he'll take us back. We became so far away during Golas. We began to think that the whole Gula is something that just falls on us from above. And we can't do anything to move it forward. It's not that Chas v'Shalom we didn't believe in Mashiach. It's not that we gave up believing in Geula. We just shifted our way of thinking that the king has to do something. Whatever that, we can't do anything about it. It's just... It has to come from above. We can't rush it. We can't make anything happen. We're not talking about davening. Jews always daven for Geula. We always did that. Even in the bitter years of Golus, in the worst darkness and distance, we always daven for Geula. Take us out of this. Come get us. Don't forget us. But Talmud Chaim is saying we're talking not about just davening, we're talking about doing something besides davening. Lifal b'chol ma sheyesh b'efsheru seinu la'asos, to do whatever we can. K'derach nashim b'nami nodav, that he didn't stand there and daven. Everybody else was davening. And Hashem said, ma titzak elai. There was only one person, nashim b'nami nodav. He says, the inyan now is not to daven. The inyan now is, to daven is always good to daven. The inyan now is to jump. Shenichnas l'yom, he went into the ocean. Even though the ocean, there was a storm, it was raging, he jumped in. And look what happened. So we're now at a time where we're standing in front of Yam Suf. And the inyan now, of course, as always, we daven. But the inyan now is moving forward. Darvel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Nachshim b'nam yodav. Kein l'gabenu b'nei kol revadi ha-gu'ula dorshim asiyah mitzidena. The time has come. All of the layers, all of the revadi ha-gu'ula dorshim asiyah mitzidena. Hashem Yisbruch is waiting. But he made the world in such a way that now more than ever, we have to move towards Him, towards Yerushalayim. The Messiahs of the Dveikas, with devotion, self-sacrifice, and Dveikas. Barakai Dekach, Yemoshech HaShafa Milamala, Lekadmam Ulhagshim. And only by our making that effort below are we going to be able to draw down that Shafa from above. Because that's all that Hashem Shabbat wants. That's all that He wants. That's going back to the beginning of this Torah. All He wants is to be able to be together with us in that house. That's all He wants. Elo shetkufas ha-nazifa, shebachoshu ha-neshomes ha-zayachas mil-eila, shel imta'iru vim-ta'iru, hishpia kolkach amayk. However, the long years of godliness, when we felt, and we were, pushed away, and we were waiting for the redemption to come from above in a miraculous way, has such a tremendous and deep hashpa on us, ad shehurgalnu l'matzav zeh, that we've simply become used to this matzav. Bofen shehanefesh shkua bo, to such a degree that the soul of the Jewish people became embedded and immersed in a certain passive way of living, vis-a-vis redemption, geula, Eretz Yisrael, we became passive. To the point that not only is it difficult to leave this way of thinking, we've been stuck in this for already so many years. That we just have given up trying. It's a time that a person has spent so many years in Golas that he simply cannot imagine a different matzav hanefesh. He can't imagine what it means like not to be that way. He can't adjust himself to a new way of thinking, to the way of the generation of the redemption. There's an emotion that can be used to explain who we are now and the way that we're behaving, the way that we look at ourselves, like a king who was expelled, who couldn't be in his palace and his kingdom, who lost his sovereignty, his power for many years, and he was away. And finally, he's back. But after all of the years, coming back to his malchus, hakol kach hurga la'avdus, even though he is officially back and he's a king, but he has become so accustomed to avdus, to slavery, to galus, ad she'ena meivin es ma'amodo. He doesn't understand his status, his standing. He doesn't appreciate who he is. And he no longer remembers what it means to be a king and the power that a king has. The king is waiting to hear commands, suggestions of what he should do, to be empowered by others. But everybody's waiting for him. Everybody's hanging on every word that comes out of his mouth. That's where we are right now. Therefore, our job now, and the end of this mimer, is all about learning Saida Satar, learning Pnimis Satar. Because the world of Pnimis is that world that he's describing. We therefore have an obligation to pay close attention to what is taught to us in the Siddurs of Torah, in the deeper secrets of Torah. Ha'olam d'meisanu mefuroshois, that teaches us in a very clear way, shegulas Yisrael kula tluya banu, that the gula, and this is what the Gaon was writing about and teaching about, and what he tried himself to initiate, that the gula depends upon us. B'sayrus shalonu, with our hisayrus, v'tzrichem anu l'sragel b'machshevus ha'kaydesh, we have to stop thinking the way that we thought in Golas, that we're helpless, we're powerless. We have to think a different way. And we have to become accustomed to a new way of thinking. We have to begin to think, first of all, to learn, to begin to think in accordance to the wellsprings that are gushing forth from the hidden secrets of Torah, the world of Rabbi Shimon, the world of the Beis HaMikdash, the world of Geula. And to satiate our souls and to fill ourselves with this healthy Torah, this optimistic Torah, the Torah of Geula, the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of Pnimius, HaTorah. Because only with this koch of Pnimi Satara are we able to overcome the Maimed HaNefesh, a certain paralysis of the soul stuck in Golos. Shalim ta'iru vim ta'iru. Shall nishkiva b'vashteinu sechaseinu klimaseinu, that we're ashamed and embarrassed and relying in our filth, that mentality of girlish that we were in for so many years. V'noshav l'habriyus ha'gulis. We must, through learning Seder Satara, we can return to habriyus ha'gulis, to that health of redemption. L'chazik ruchayna b'chol ois. Chazik ruchena b'chol ois. To strengthen our spirits b'chol ois. Lahamenes navsheni b'maimed shel ha-geula. To establish our souls in the way of geula. This affects so many things in life. Taking responsibility for our lives. Taking responsibility for our own land. Not being schnurrers from other countries, other people. Bechlal, not being schnurrers. Not having to beg from others to take care of oneself and one's family. It's all part of that Torah of Geula, that healthy Torah of Geula, of redemption, of the Jewish people coming back to ourselves and taking an initiative, not being passive and waiting for others to support you and to take care of you and to build your mizdis and to build your world, to build your life, to take care of yourself, to take responsibility. It's a whole different machshav, it's a whole different way of thinking. It's very, very, very rare to ever find one of the Talmidim from Rav Kook, the Talmidim and the Talmidim of Rav Kook going around asking for money from other people. You know what I'm talking about. It's very, very rare. Well, Elena, sometimes it happens. If a person is in need, Jews have to help. Whoever it is, from whatever background, Jews have to help. But a mentality of taking from others, of depending on others to support you, it's a mentality of Golos. It's a machshava of Golos. It's a mahalach of Golos. I'm not talking about a poor person who doesn't have an eitzach chas v'chalil. I'm talking about a person, when I see somebody who's 25 years old and he's coming around, or a chosn, he tells me he's 20 years old and he comes around, what's your story? You're 20 years old, what are you doing? It's a golistic mahalach, that others are taking care of me. I'm at the mercy of Rachme Shemaim, I'm at the mercy of others, I'm waiting for somebody to drop the Beis HaMikdash on my head. I'm waiting for somebody to drop a check on my head. Somebody else has to take care of me. No cheshek, no initiative, no energy, no excitement. It's a golistic mahalach. We have to be mechazik is lechazik uchena b'chol ois. Lechazik is uchena b'chol ois. Well, laham is nafshena b'maimet shel hagula, to live, to establish ourselves emotionally in a maimed of geula. It's a different maimed. It's a different posture. It's a different mahalach. Shabbat nefesh makir b'chol oimek haviyosa, the next, es kesher ahava, where a Jew feels in the very depth of his existence this kesher of ahava that I was talking about last night, that he is beloved. That the king wants us to return. That the king wants, the melech wants the malka back. And the melech has never stopped loving the malka. And when the queen feels that way, when she recognizes that, when she believes that, when she's able to pick up on the hints from the Melech, then she doesn't walk around with her head down, snoring from other people, telling people, "I used to be Hayisi, Hayisi, I was a Malka, I was a queen." When a Jew knows that he's loved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the king wants him back, he feels, he recognizes that he has strength. His dayas are important. His davening makes a difference. His mitzvahs are chashuv. His limud haTorah shakes worlds and universes. Ki chofetz Hashem banu. See, Tisha B'Av came from Raglim coming back in such a way. It's not going. He doesn't want us. B'sinas Hashem, my son of Hosealim. And when you feel that you're a nozuf, when you feel that you're a michutz, when you feel that you're rejected, then what is your davening? What is your davening? Then you walk to davening 20 minutes late, not on a Shabbos, on a weekday 20 minutes late, looking at your emails. You put it down for 5 minutes, you check it every minute, you daven a few words, you go back. You're a nozuf, you're not from the inner circle of the king. You're from the mechutzniks. And you're a mechutznik. A mechutznik doesn't have a shaykhis. What are you going to daven? You're going to make a big deal. They don't care about what you have to say. You're not a baldeyas. Your words don't mean anything. Your opinions don't mean anything. It's a whole inyan of goals. It's a way of thinking of being mechutz, of being outside, of still being a nozuf, of being rejected and despised and hated. But a Jew realizes now, holding the Keichenu Koyach Elokihu. Keichenu Koyach Elokihu. The Baruch Shalom wants us back. And he's given us the Koyachas to return. Kabir v'godl ma'oid. Mitach brius hakarasi zu. With a healthy recognition of this. Teheru chenumis aireris begvuras kaidish. Our ruach could be misayir with a gvura, with a strength, with gvuras kaidish. Acha nizki lias ma'aisim shenema b'hem, so we could be worthy to be among those Jews regarding whom it said in the pasuk we read before mincha, from Navi Yishai, l'man sion la'echeshe. L'man sion la'echeshe. For the sake of Yushalayim, I will not be silent. La'echeshe. L'man Yushalayim la'eshkot. L'man Yushalayim la'eshkot. V'ruach givuras hashchina tesnais eisbanu. Liyais min hamaskir mes Hashem. And there's a ruach givuras hashchina that bubbles inside of us to be among those who are maskir mes Hashem. She'enem shoyktim lo'adam, we're not silent, we're not quiet. Ad she'yachrenin Hashem v'yosim shalayim te'yil abarz, as it says in Pasuk. Dov zeh enenu inyan kal u'pashit. He says, this is not simple. Zui Havra Amuka. Havra means a rehabilitation. We need to be rehabilitated. Like somebody who lo'aleinu had a stroke and he has to be rehabilitated, he hasn't been used to using his arms and his legs. He's not used to using those vital parts of who he is because for a long time he was paralyzed. That's how we are now. Waking up from Golos. We're not used to using our koichas, our tefillas. Yod asher kaneyu, chamor avuz ba'olav, Yisrael lo yada amilo yisbarnan. The Navi is saying, if we would think. I had a conversation with a Jew in the mountains about the Indian of davening in a sincere and serious way. I was talking about, they gave a talk about Dreykus. And he came to me and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. He was a guy that learned in yeshiva his whole life. So I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about developing a relationship with Hashem, feeling that you have a connection to the Borei Olam. I said, do you ever feel that when you're davening? So he answered me, If the Batfila moves quickly enough, I could sometimes feel something. I said, what? He said, but if it's a slow Batfila, I walk out, I can't take it. And he said, I'm not talking to you about the Batfila. What do you mean if you're, I said, if you're under the chuppah, and your kala is slow to say, how you doing, then you're going to find a different kala? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about a relationship. You're telling me it depends on the Batfila. No, if the Batfila moves quickly, then I'm okay being in shul. But if the Batfila doesn't move quickly, then I got to get out of there. I said, I'm not talking to you about that. I'm talking about having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship. Do you have a relationship with another person? Do you know what I'm talking about? What are you answering about the Batfila? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means. This is a gullus. It's given us a big clock. And this guy davens in a minyan, and he puts on tefillin every day. He learns. He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. But ad kedei kach, there's a person who feels like he's a nozov, he's michutz. That even to talk about, even to speak diburim of ahava, it's mamish, another language. Because he was telling me that he sees that his kid's not interested in Yiddishkeit, so I asked him, so are you interested? So he said, depends on the Batfila. I said, your whole life depends on the Batfila. That's pretty dangerous. I learned when I was young never to bet on that. You don't know what's going to be over here. You got to do something about that yourself. I said, daven by yourself somewhere. I'm not talking about, a relationship. Zui yitzia me'amasa b'chivinu as a richuk v'anituk b'kesha am Hashem. So many years of not feeling connected. And moving over to Elisrag l'shechofetz Hashem b'ach. Wow. Chofetz Hashem b'ach. The Rebbein Shalom wants you. This is something that has to resonate deep within us. And it takes a lot of work to get over this gullus, this paralysis, this emptiness. And to be able to be healthy, and to be able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying this, Moshe l'ish v'isha, Shechaya azugiyas shalem istabachu b'tzura amuke v'kosha ma'oid. We're like an old couple or a couple that's been married, but there have been so many fights and so many arguments and leaving the house and coming back to the house and separations and so on. K'day lo shuvu l'ahava, and to be able to come back to that matzav of ahava, of love. U'lahamigas ha'imun ha'omuk b'hadad yishla kesha, and to be able to trust once again the depth of the keshah that I have with the other, because something happened in the relationship and there was some trust that was lost. And the beginning is to know, is to believe that the other wants you desperately. That's the beginning of the geula. In marriage, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that knowing that we come back to what we began last night, that knowing of Ahavas Hashem, of Ahavas Eilam Ahavtonu Hashem Lekeinu, that the Baruch Shalom wants us, and He loves us, and Yetzis Abam. And all He's waiting for us to move towards Him. And the time has come that we should be Zeichu Bez Hashem. There's so much more here. The whole end of it really, I tell you, it's been the inyan of beginning from page 4. No, beginning on. I thought we were going to actually get to page 5. Teres Asayid Mevaris is Ma'avi HaNeshama. Try to learn it at home. You're allowed to learn this after Tisha B'Av too. The language of love between HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael. What it means to learn Pnimis HaTor. What does it mean to learn Sod? What does it mean to be a Jew of depth? To come back to that place of the palace of the king. We should be zeichem as Hashem, not just to talk about this and to learn, but we should be zeichem to live this way, to see it. And the time will come as Hashem, where not only are we going to be receiving a wink from Hashem, but Hashem's arms are going to be stretched out to us. And we're going to be able to return to him and have that embrace that we were talking about earlier today, like the Baba Rebbe with the guys in Kem Tov Adas with the Blush of Amitis.